You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, Canada's most listened to spiritual talkback program.
Sign said 40 miles to Canada, my truck tore across Montana. Ian Tyson sang a lonesome lullaby. And so I cranked up the radio, 'cause there's just a little more to go before I cross the border at that sweet grass sign. I'm Alberta bound, yes, peace of heaven that I found. Rocky Mountains and black fertile ground.
Well, folks, over the years, I have interviewed a lot of people, and I'm going to say it boldly and very clearly. I'll probably offend all the other guests out there. My top two guests that I have thoroughly enjoyed speaking with, of course, Kathy Lee Gifford. Okay, you know what? Now, I shouldn't have started, because now I thought of a couple of others. Candace Cameron. But this guy is the best. He really is. Paul Brandt, you know him as the most awarded male country artist in Canadian history, and he's joining us again. I think it's probably his third time on the show to chat about his upcoming trip to Cambodia with the Ratnack Foundation with Brian McConaughey and the gang. PaulBrandt.com, Ratnack.org, that's the information. Let's get it from the horse's mouth. Paul, what is going on?
How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing good.
That's quite the introduction. Thank you very much for that.
You're very, very welcome. Are you still the most awarded male country artist in Canadian history?
As far as I know, I imagine some people are catching up, but as far as I know, it's still holding out. So
who's on your tail?
You know, I don't know. I guess, you know, people just every year we go for another award show. You never know who's gonna come out next and win a few more awards. But I haven't been really keeping count that much.
I know. You just kind of sit around and play your guitar and think of your own stuff, don't you?
Well, these days...
It's all about you, Paul. It's all about you.
Yeah. No, these days I've just been chasing around a little 18-month-old boy named Joseph who has come into our lives. And Daddy doesn't get a lot of time to just get out there and write songs like he used to anymore.
By the way, congratulations. You and Liz, you've got little Joseph now. Way to go.
Thank you. We're loving it. We're having a lot of fun with him. And I just every day just seeing him... seeing him do something new and try new things, it's been so much fun seeing the world through his eyes.
And I guess, I mean, you're a former pediatric nurse, are you not?
That's right. I used to work at the Alberta Children's Hospital here in Calgary, and yeah, we do a lot of work with them still, doing some of the fundraising stuff, helping with the radiothon. Of course, they postponed the radiothon this year. It's a big fundraiser that they do every year because of all this H1N1 stuff going on, and they didn't want people in the hospital. So we're gonna wait until the beginning of next year, I guess, and get in and still do that. But it's a great place, and yeah, I really enjoyed working there. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, so former pediatric nurse, and now you've got your own boy, Joseph, and you've got a great family you grew up in, and you must have the biggest heart for kids. And so how does that all kind of come into play with this Cambodia visit? Because what the Ratnack Foundation does?
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Are you ready for this trip?
Yeah, you know, I was in Cambodia 4 years ago, and it was a real life-changing trip for both me and for Liz. We had just finished a national tour, and we actually, you know, finished in Ottawa after being on the road for about a month and a half, and, you know, got back to Calgary for about 4 or 5 hours to do laundry, then got on a plane and flew to Cambodia. And we really didn't know what to expect, you know. I mean, we had no idea. We'd been to Africa and all over different parts of the third world, all over the world, and this was just such a unique experience for us. We were really, you know, kind of broadsided with all of the things going on there with the sex trade and you know, the trafficking of children and I mean, we'd heard little bits and pieces, but when you're there and you see it, it's just it absolutely just breaks your heart.
Okay.
And so yeah, that was kind of the first exposure for us.
Yeah, I mean, you're a celebrity, and by the way, let me just suck up royally here for a second. I'm just not into country music. I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, well, no, because here's the deal. Like, I grew up with a dad who forced me to listen to CFGM Radio 13, whatever, I can't remember what, out of Richmond Hill, Ontario. And it was all the, you know, hurting, you know, dog dying, wife left me kind of stuff.
Yep.
And so I got a bitter taste in my mouth. And then when new country came along, it was like, folks, seriously, like, I'm from the country, I've worked with horses, I used to rodeo when I was younger, and I know most y'all have never even dug a post hole, let alone thrown a hay bale. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
So my respect isn't quite there, but musically, there's the odd gem that comes through. And let me just brag about Winona, because, boy, have I fallen in love with her stuff, especially these classic covers that she's doing now.
Cool.
But her vocal talents are astounding, and I would put you in the same category from a male's point of view. You are a stellar vocalist. Stellar.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I have a lot of fun with it. You know, I remember at 13 years old, really starting to get into music because I picked up a guitar for the first time, and I'd been writing a lot. And growing up in the church that we grew up in, we weren't allowed to listen to any secular music, and it was all a cappella singing, all gospel music. And when I picked up that guitar and started putting it together with some poetry I'd been writing as a kid, I loved what was coming out. I loved to write. And I remember just praying about it and asking God if He would allow me to, you know, continue to do this and to sing for people and hopefully in some way, you know, enhance their lives, you know, by entertaining them, but also by letting them know about the love that He has for them. And He's allowed me to do that. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, and well done. You are. I'm just proud of you. There's a handful of celebrities who also happen to be Christ followers that I am just beaming with pride for, and you're one of them.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, very much so. But as I was saying before, as a celeb, I would imagine you get the ask all the time. Will you represent this charity? Will you help with this charity? Will you come out and do this?
It does happen a lot. You know, and we get a lot of people who, you know, I mean, you want to help as many people as you can, and you know, but you know, one person can only do so much, and so we try to do the, you know, as much as we can. But one of the things that we did on that first trip to Cambodia was actually with Samaritan's Purse.
Right.
We were there doing the work with Operation Christmas Child, and I handed a gift. It was my first gift that I got to hand out, those shoebox gifts that they do that they're talking about right now and campaigning for. And I handed it to a little girl who was 6 years old. And, you know, being over there in the places that we were in Cambodia, it's quite probable that she had been tied up and involved in the sex trade operations in some way or another and influenced by all these things. You know, a lot of these kids from as early as 5 years old are getting sold into this lifestyle. And I handed her this gift, and she opened it, and then she closed it so that she could open it again. Because she'd never felt that feeling before of having someone care so much about her that they would give her something. And she wanted to feel it again, you know. And that just, it just was incredible to me. And I just thought, you know, we're going to be back here someday. And so I'm really excited about this trip we're getting to take off for here on Monday.
Good. Okay. So I wanted to ask you why the Ratnack Foundation?
Well, you know, I got involved with Brian. I got to see him speak here in Calgary, and I've done a lot of work with an organization called Place of Rescue as well. Marie Enns is another lady that you need to check out. She's on our website right now too. I did a fundraiser for her and had been hearing a bit about Brian through some mutual friends, and I really wanted to try and find out more about what they were doing and see if there was some way that we could help. And so this trip was coming together. I was going to go over and visit some friends that we'd met on our original trip to Cambodia, and I decided I'd run a contest. So we ran a contest and picked a fan. Laura Housam is actually coming from Vancouver, B.C. She's a master's of journalism student, and she'll be blogging about the whole trip while we're there. And so the plan is just to raise as much awareness about the issues, about what's going on, about the fact that over 800,000 women and children are being trafficked every single year. It's bigger than the slave trade was, and no one's doing anything about it that's making a big enough difference in my eyes yet. And I think that we just need to talk about this so that governments will get involved and people will get interested and learn about this. Because I think if we work together, we can definitely make a big, big dent in what's going on and hopefully stop this altogether.
I think I hinted on this before, Paul, but are you ready? Because I had Brian on the show, Brian McConaughey, and he's the guy, let me just fill in our listeners here, former RCMP guy who's very connected, and he was the guy to help put Canadian sex tourism guys in prison. Okay, so these slime balls who travel over to, say, Cambodia for the sole purpose of having sex with a minor, raping the children. Brian was a key factor in getting these guys arrested. And the stuff that he does over there, he has shared with me stuff on the air and stuff he can't share with me on the air. He shared off the air. And, man, it is just crazy. Are you ready for this?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, when Liz and I were first exposed to some of the stuff that is going on there, I mean, it does, it just absolutely makes your head spin, you know, and breaks your heart. And it's the kind of thing that you can't ignore. And I know for me, my first trip to the third world in seeing some of these, you know, issues that you can and can't talk about on the air, you can't ignore it anymore. Suddenly it's in your life. And I remember bringing some of these stories back to talk to some people, you know, different friends, and some people don't want to hear about it. Because I think that what it's about is that suddenly you have to do something about it if you know about it,
yeah.
You know? And I hope that I can enlist people to have the courage to at least listen to some of these stories and to at least admit that, you know, these things are happening, they're going on. And I, you know, when I talk to friends who have children, you know, for me this hits me in a whole different way now with Joseph running around at our place. You want to do something. And there are things that you can do to help. You know, there are buildings that are being purchased that are used as places of rescue and refuge for these children. You know, health clinics and education programs and things that are starting to actually make a difference that you can get involved with by getting involved with organizations like RATNAC. So, yeah, you know, I think that, you know, with God's strength, I'm ready to you know, go and do some of these things and hopefully raise some awareness. And it's always heartbreaking to see and to hear about these things, but I hope that we're able to do something that will actually make a difference.
Well, the first time I heard about RATNAC was through a lady by the name of Kalita, and I'm not sure if you know
Kalita.
You know Kalita as well?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sure. Well, Kalita's going to be joining us in studio in a few minutes and performing live. Also, we're being joined by Ted DiBiase. Now, you don't know who that is, do you?
I don't know Ted, no.
Yeah, Ted used to be the member of the WWF.
Okay, sure.
He was the Million Dollar Man.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, back in the day. And I don't know why I'm telling you all this, but aside from that, Kalita told me about the RATNAC Foundation, and I started looking into it. And I think what people think, for the most part, is there are so many organizations out there to pick one. How do you choose? And then they end up not choosing. And so I think you and I would both encourage everybody to just pick one. Pick one.
One that's doing something, and you know, if you're one of those people who gets a little suspicious about who the right people to get involved with are, you know, if you do have any trust in me and what I've been doing over the last 13 years and some of the differences that I hope you've seen our fans make through the music and getting involved, you can believe that organizations like RATNAC, like Place of Rescue, like Samaritan's Purse are putting their money exactly where they're telling you they're putting it. It's getting to the places that are making a difference. So, you know, check out our website at paulbrandt.com and check out those links and get involved and do something that's going to make a big difference.
Just as a complete aside before we say goodbye to you, what is the name, I've been racking my brain, Paul, the fellow who opened for you in the wheelchair?
Oh, man, you know, that was a one show that we did.
Oh, I thought he traveled with you. Okay.
No, I think it was in Kitchener,
yeah.
And he was great. You know, I'll find his name again because that was a one show thing, and we had just met briefly backstage.
Okay,
and
well,
yeah,
I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't mean to. I didn't realize it was a one off thing. Now I totally understand. But he's made it big. He's like singing the Ontario tourism commercials here. He's doing quite well out here.
Yeah, he actually was, and he just blew us away. We were watching from the side of the stage, and I know all the guys. We all got his CD to listen to it, but yeah, I'll find that information for you again.
I'm sorry, I should. That's my job to have it, not yours.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, when are you leaving for Cambodia?
We take off on Monday night, and we'll be gone from the 16th until the 25th, the night of the 25th. And you know, just check in. The whole website is all about Cambodia right now. You'll see that if you check out paulbrandt.com and follow along for, you know, Laura's trip blog pictures and my Twitter messages and blogs while we're there. It's going to be an incredible trip, a real life-changing trip, I know, for us, and I hope a life-changing trip for as many of these, you know, children that are being affected by this as possible.
Well, you're coming back on our show. As soon as you get back from that trip, we're going to find out, just do a real quick call with you again and find out how the heck it went. So I'm really looking forward to the follow-up interview, Paul.
Me too. Thanks a lot for helping with this.
No worries, mate. Say good day to Liz for us.
We'll do.
All right, take care. Paul Brandt on the Drew Marshall Show. Boy, is he a class act or what? Yeah, I've got all the time in the world for him. All right, paulbrandt.com, of course, is the website. Paul Brandt, that's B-R-A-N-D-T. Paul Brandt. Have a little listen to Paul. And we're going to take a little break. When we come back, well, I hope Kalita's here. And I hope the Million Dollar Man is here as well.
Till I die. Like what you've heard? Listen again online at drewmarshall.ca.